In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday of the blessed month of Abib. And what we just heard is from the Gospel of St. John, the famous miracle about the raising of Lazarus from the dead after his departure by 4 days. So we are going to talk today about the concept of miracles. We believe in miracles. And our belief in our Lord the Christ make us to understand what miracles mean and what is significance. We'll talk today about the idea of miracles and its significance and also its limitation. The first thing we notice here is that this miracle is mentioned only in one gospel. This is the Gospel of St. John. And this is something that's very strange, to see a miracle with this magnitude not mentioned by the other three evangelists, Matthew, Mark, or Luke. And this is surprising. If we know of a story of that importance, and we can tell to others why we are not sharing this kind of story, everyone will be telling this or running to say, look what happened. The person we believe in, he rose the man from the dead after his departure by 4 days. First of all, the three disciples, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, were contemporary to Lazarus. They lived while he was alive. To mention this story about him, this would endanger his life. The Jews plotted to kill Lazarus because they knew that his presence will be a witness to the divinity of Christ. So the three disciples did not mention the story to spare this man this kind of trouble that might befall upon him. John wrote his gospel after the departure of Lazarus, and that's why he did not find difficulty to bring this story to the light. What is more important is to understand that the disciples knew that the strongest tool they have is the message, not the miracle. The miracle is an event. Yes, it denotes something about the doer, but it is not the main thing. The gospel is not a book about stories about miracles, miracle after a miracle, and that's all. Or this should not be really the thing that we focus on whenever we are debating with an unbeliever. The idea about telling him or her that Christ did so and so, he raised the people from the dead, this is not the main message. The main message was the message of salvation, the new life in Christ. This was the focus of the evangelists. Another thing also was the focus of Christianity from the beginning is the life of godliness and devotion. This is the main thing, and unfortunately, this is the least, sadly, we focus on. We assume that people will believe when we just debate with them. And the more we bring evidence on the internet, the more people will accept the message. And how much we talk, this will convince others to become Christians. This is not the way, by the way. St. Paul says this in his epistle to the Corinthians, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, meaning knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade men. Knowing the fear of the Lord, this is the tool in order for other people to come and know Christ through us and change. We can fill air with talking. And this is what is happening literally now. Over the internet, people are talking 24/7. How many people truly, they come to know Christ through this kind of talking? On the other hand, when godliness is missing, the life of devotion is not manifest in the life of the people who confess Christianity. This is what is going to deter others, make people to convert and become atheists. Because they see that Christians who confess to be believers, they go to the church, they may be serving there, they live as pagans outside. Then what is the value? It's all about talking. So the idea about the miracle being the focus was not the case with the disciples or the evangelists, and it should not also our own focus. The main thing is is the message and the life of godliness. The second point is about miracle and faith. Miracles are not enough to ignite a true faith. What the Pharisees and the scribes did after they witnessed the miracle, after they saw Lazarus coming from the dead, we, in the same chapter, we read that from that day on, they plotted to put him to death. Him referring to Jesus. So when they witnessed the miracle, they thought of killing Jesus and killing Lazarus as well, because this is how we calm things down. So miracles are not enough to make people believers. Saint Mary appeared in Egypt in 1968 over the church of Al-Adra Al-Zatoun. And she appeared every day almost for almost 2 years. A miracle with this magnificence could have converted everyone in Egypt to become Christians. This was not the case. It didn't happen. So miracles by themselves are not enough to make people to believe. In the parable of the rich man and Lazarus, we find a discussion between our father Abraham and the rich man. The rich man was appealing to our father Abraham, please send Lazarus to my brothers. He will tell them about what's happening after death, and they will change so they do not end up in the same bad place that I am in. We find our father Abraham answering him, saying, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead. Again, we go back into, it is the message, not the miracle. If they don't believe the Bible, if they do not really look at it and examine it and get truth from it, then they are not even be persuaded if a man would rise from the dead. What actually we see in the Bible is that faith comes before the miracle, not the other way around. It's not miracle that make faith. It is faith that precedes miracle. This is what the Lord Christ said to Mary when she came to see him at the tomb. He told her, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? If you would believe, you will see the glory of God. This is how the sequence of events. Then why was the miracle? Why was the whole idea about doing something that's supernatural? If this is not for the sake of other people to believe, what was a miracle for? When we look at the miracles performed by the Lord Christ, we can find some kind of pattern and some kind of reasons we can infer from the events. Many of them were done out of compassion, that the Lord see a person who's suffering, like raising the son of the widow of Nain. She did not even ask him to do her anything. He just witnessed, had compassion on her, raised her son from the dead. Some miracles were in response to strong faith, like the woman with chronic bleeding. She came from his back, touched the hem of his garment, and said, if I touch him, I will be healed. And even the Lord Christ said that I felt power is going or proceeding out from me. All of the miracles were done to show the glory of God and his unlimited power, so people would know what God is really able to do. Like today, when we see Christ is able to raise a man after his dead by 4 days, we know that God is able to do such miraculous occurrences. Some of the miracles were done to confirm the faith of the disciples. This particular one, the timing of it is of significance. It happened immediately before the Passion Week. The disciples are going to witness their master humiliated and crucified. Their faith would be shaken. Seeing something like this would confirm their faith while going through this major tribulation. Some of the miracles were done in order to denote something about God. For example, when he transformed the water into wine, then from this miracle, we understand when he says that this is going to change from bread to become body, and the wine will become blood, then we believe, because he is able. He did something similar. He can transform the substance. Something like healing the paralytic that was carried by the four of his friends. We find that he healed him after he told him, your sins are forgiven. The people, of course, they in their mind, they doubt it. He talks nonsense. If someone says to a person, your sins are forgiven, what exactly did we see? How can I believe that his sins are forgiven? Something that's records, we do not see what's happening. So when he told him, you rise from your illness and you carry your bed, people now can see that what he said was done. So now they can believe what he said and they cannot witness or confirm by their own eyes. All of these are reasons for miracles. And as we can see, none of these was for show off or to tell people how great he is. This is something that Christ was not interested in any of the miracles that he performed. So miracles are not for what? First of all, miracles are not indicators of the holiness or even the acceptance of God to the doer. Sometimes in our mind, a saint equals he is a wonder worker. He is a person who is doing or able to do miracles. But when we, for example, know about Saint John the Baptist, the greatest man born of a woman, this is the testimony of Christ about him. We know about him that John performed no sign, but all the things that John spoke about this man was true. John the Baptist, the greatest man ever lived, of course, before Christ, did not do any miracle. He did not make even one sign. And also the idea about miracles are not indicators that God will even accept the doer. We find this in this account that the Lord is telling us that will take place in the last day. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. People who are able to do miracles, to do sign in his name, and the Lord will tell them, I never knew you. Why this is significant? Why this is important? So we do not run after the stories of miracles. We do not just like go after the books. I know of a church, they forbid in their bookstore to sell any books that tell about miracles for anyone, even for the saints of the church. This should not be the focus. Sometimes people are reading only stories about miracles. And over and over and over, they live in another reality. And in their own reality, they assume that every problem will be solved by a miracle. And in their mind, I know the saint because the saint is my genie. I just rub the lantern and then the saint will come and then he will perform whatever I ask him. And if he does not, then he is not a saint. Or I will give myself the right to be upset and angry at him and maybe take his picture down from the wall. All of this happen when we assume that it's all about miracles and saints are there only to become our servants through doing miracles for us. Miracles are not even among the fruits of the spirits. We know this in Galatians chapter 5, that none of the fruits include miracles. Miracles are gifts given to certain people in order to strengthen others and support them. So this should not be our focus. Focus should be to obtain the fruits of the Spirit, because this is what is going to impact our salvation, not being able to do miracles. The last point is about the grand miracle, the greatest of all. The one we witnessed today was telling us about the Lord's ability to make us all to rise from the dead. This is the miracle of the resurrection that we witness happening in our lives and the life of other people who abide in Christ. When Christ said, I am the resurrection, This means that if we are truly in Him, we are risen. We live a life that resurrected, glorified. If we are branches in a tree, the fruits that come from us tells us which kind of tree we are planted in. If my life shows this manifestation of transformation, coming from the dead into life, then I am truly abiding in Him. But if my life shows all kinds of manifestation of death, I cannot deceive myself and say that I am in Christ. It is not because I come to the church or I take communion every week, or even because I serve in the church, this means that I am enjoying this kind of power of resurrection. It is truly living in Him, abiding in Him, in a life of continuous repentance and self-examination. This is what the world needs the most. This is the miracle that everyone is looking for. The change coming from death into life that should be manifested in our personal lives, in our families, in our churches, in our communities. Sadly, this is not the case. And what the people are looking for the most is what is ignored the most as well. This is the miracle of every day. The story of St. Moses the Strong is a story of resurrection. The story of St. Mary of Egypt or St. Augustine. They are all stories that tells about this grand miracle, the miracle of resurrection. This should be our pursuit. The story of Lazarus tells us about the hope that we have in Christ. Even if we stench because of the smell of sin in our lives, we still have hope that He can do with us as He did with this man Lazarus. So the miracle performed today is not just a story about something that's supernatural. It's a story of hope that's given to every one of us. This should be our pursuit, and this is what we should be holding as our belief in Christ. To Him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.